I do just one more animal story? What do you say? Yeah? Today we shall be doing the story, Paolo, Emperor of Rome. This was written by Mac Barnett, illustrated by Claire Keane, read today by Mommy, and... Arf? Arf? Are you a doggy? I'm so glad you're a doggy because Paolo is a dog, and I might need help with him. Are you ready? Okay. Ah, Rome, the eternal city, a place of fountains, food, and music, a place of chaos and beauty above all, a place of freedom. Do you know what Rome is? It is the capital of Italy. Do you know what Italy is? You do not? You do. It is a country in the Mediterranean Sea in Europe. It's also conveniently shaped like a boot. So you will never forget that Italy is shaped like a boot. But not for Paolo. Paolo lived confined in a small hair salon on Via Torino. Do you know what it means to be confined? It means that you are caged up, locked up. Often, he would press his nose against the window, captivated by the bustle on the sidewalks. Get away from there, Paolo! Signora Pianostrada would shout, "You're smudging the glass!" Oh, so it looks like the woman who runs this small hair salon does not want him looking out the window. All night, Paolo dreamed of the sweet life in Rome, and all day he did the same. There was not much else to do in the salon. "Lazy Paolo," said Signora Pianostrada. Sometimes the signora would open the door to sweep a pile of ladies' hair out into the street. Paolo would run over, his nails clicking on the tile floor, but... the signora would block the exit by simply lifting her foot. On these occasions, Paolo would poke his nose outside and, sniffing, smell all the smells of Rome. Salty, sour, meaty, flowery. That was all Paolo would get of liberty. A whiff. What's a whiff?
A sniff.
A tiny sniff, yeah, just the smallest little inhale. Oh, but one glorious day, there was a breach. That means things didn't quite work out the way her system of keeping him in the house, or keeping him in the salon, has failed. And there was a hole, and he could get out. The widow Garibaldi, arriving for her weekly appointment, failed to shut the door behind her. Paolo waited for the mistake to be discovered, but the signora was putting curlers in the widow's hair. Should he? Could he? He did. Paolo was free. And was the city all he imagined? It was more. Bridges and plazas and tall cathedrals and ruined temples and busy cafes and statues, and statues of humans and gods and horses, statues of lions that shot streams of water from their mouths. And high on a hill, topping a column, a statue of a proud she-wolf, the mother of Rome.
"How like this wolf I am," said Paolo. "But whereas she is made of stone, I am made of muscles and can go wherever I please."
But wherever should he go? Of course, the Colosseum. Do you know what the Colosseum is? Oh, okay. The Roman Empire. Bet you've heard of them before. Mm-hmm. An ancient civilization that ruled in Rome and had a very vast empire full of people who were very, very strong. And a fantastic army. They would use this space, the Colosseum, as an arena in which they would fight. Mm. It's true.
Themselves?
And others. Mainly others. But let's read. Paolo stood on the ground of the great arena. Here, thousands of years ago, men and dogs were kept in cages and forced to fight.
How beautiful to build such a towering marvel, said Paolo. And how cruel to fill it with barbarism.
What's a barbarism?
I'm so glad you asked that question, too. Well, barbarism, that word, what it means in this sense, is that the behavior of fighting and keeping people in cages is barbaric, which means uncivilized, unkind, not polished, rude, crude, and unacceptable. Okay? The little dog's soul swelled up, so he thought his ribs would burst. In the middle of the city, Paolo found a field of ruins and lounging cats. Seemed like a good spot for a nap, but no sooner had Paolo entered than a huge tabby bounded over and challenged him.
What business do you have here, little dog?
And it was true, the cat was much bigger than Paolo.
I am here to have a nap.
This place is for cats,
said the tabby.
Nap elsewhere.
Paolo puffed out his chest.
I will not.
The cat hissed and swiped her claws. Pain spread across Paolo's face. He had been cut, and deeply. But rather than flee, Paolo stood and barked. The cat, frightened by Paolo's indifference to injury, disappeared into the grass. See, she's being mean, but he was saying, ha-ha, you won't hurt me. His indifference to injury. Do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
It means he's not bothered by her. Paolo hopped from column to column until he stood upon the tallest.
I am Paolo,
he said.
The biggest among you has scratched my cheek, and I did not flinch. Will any other cat challenge me?
The cats were cowed. Paolo curled up and slept.
How do you do that? What?
The cats were cowed? They were put into their place, impressed by him, ashamed. Paolo curled up and slept. He was awoken by the sound of swelling music.
I would like to hear more of that,
Paolo said. He climbed down the columns and sneaked into the opera house. Around him rose arches, as in the Great Colosseum, but here people watched while the man sang a sad song. When the singer finished, the crowd applauded. They shouted, Bravo! And threw down roses.
It must feel wonderful to be adored, said Paolo. I should like it if one day people shouted for me.
I wonder what opera he was singing. The opera made Paolo hungry. He threw himself back into the madness of the city, wandering down alleys until he found himself eating from a trash can behind the finest restaurant in Rome.
Truly, said Paolo, I am living my life.
But Paolo's supper was interrupted by the sound of snarls. A pack of ragged curs had crept up behind him.
This is our street,
said the leader, who was called Brutus. Paolo laughed. The streets are for everyone. The dogs considered this. Brutus asked,
Who are you to say so?
I am Paolo, that escaped from his prison and is like a wolf come to life. I have drunk from the mouth of a lion. I have stared down the cats who live in the ruins, and I will lead you, if you like.
The decision was unanimous, which means... Unanimous means everyone agreed. Nobody said, no. Everyone said yes. All votes were for Paolo, even from Brutus. It was unprecedented, which means rare, doesn't happen often. That night, Rome belonged to the dogs, and we can see them howling under the moon, howling under the bridge. When the sun rose, the pack scrounged up a delicious breakfast. The sun streamed through the buildings so that the streets appeared pink. Paolo's heart was at peace. But what's this commotion? Six nuns had fallen into the Trevi Fountain. The crowd in the piazza, stupefied, looked on at their awful splashings.
How terrible, said Paolo. We must do something.
Of course it's terrible, said the dogs. But what concern is that of ours?
This was outrageous. If heroism was not to be found in the pack, then Paolo must act alone. He leapt into the water and, careful not to tear their habits, pulled the nuns to safety one by one. Do you know what a habit is in this case? Well, there's multiple definitions of the word habit, but it is, in this case, the black and white headwear that you see on a nun.
What's a nun?
Very good question. What is a nun? I'm so glad you asked. A nun is a woman who has devoted her life to the church, the Catholic Church specifically, and has gone about serving in her cathedral or abbey or wherever it is that she's set to work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. Pulled the nuns to safety. Okay. The carabinieri, arriving on the scene with several life preservers, were astonished to find Paolo had done their work for them. These are the guys that are meant to help and save people. The captain was at first put out, ashamed to be outshined by a small dog. But the cheers of the crowd were contagious, and soon even the proud officer joined in.
Bravo, Paolo,
he shouted.
I'll see you receive a medal for valor.
Paolo got more than a medal. In the afternoon, he was granted an audience with the Pope. Do you know who the Pope is?
Mm-mm.
Well, the Pope is a religious leader. He is the guy who is in charge. He's the head of the Catholic Church. The whole church listens to what he has to say. Okay. The Pope scratched Paolo's ears.
I should make you a saint, he said.
A sour cardinal frowned. A cardinal is a bird, right? But it's also the title of a person who works in, you guessed it, the Catholic Church.
Your Holiness, he whispered. It is impossible. He's still living. And besides, he's a dog.
Surely, said the Pope, we could make an exception.
The Cardinal shook his head. No matter. Paolo was given a fine room in the papal apartments. Each night the chefs prepared for him some new feast. His bed was made with satin sheets and piled high with goose down pillows. The walls were covered with paintings by the old masters. Paolo studied the pictures and was impressed by their beauty. But he preferred to look out his high window, from which he could see all of Rome sprawled out before him. The paintings were lovely, but they did not move. The city was always stirring. Now, can I tell you something else that's very interesting? Mm. Paolo is in Rome, right? But while he is here in these papal apartments with the Pope, he is not in Rome. He is in Vatican City, which is inside of Rome, but it is its own country inside of the city. Can you believe that? It's true. It is true. And so, after some weeks, Paolo made his decision. He bid farewell to his grand apartment. The guards saluted him as he passed through their gate and into the city. The little dog trotted down winding streets, his nails clicking on the cobblestones, back to the tumult. For walls are walls. Even when papered in gold and hung with Caravaggios, beautiful pieces of art. And Paolo's proud spirit was boundless. He could not be contained. Never again was he going to be kept in a hair salon or in fancy apartments. No, he was an emperor of Rome, meant and destined for great things, as many small dogs are. And I'm very happy that Paolo had a wonderful adventure, aren't you?
Yes, ruff, ruff.
And that, our friends, is the end.